This is Scott Becker. This is a quick Becker Private Equity and Business podcast on the target results. It's really fascinating to watch this. So five quick points on target results. One, the stock dropped nearly 5% yesterday on the results, notwithstanding great earnings. Two, Target said same-store sales were up and comparable sales were up about 12.7%, but that operating margins fell on higher cost. Third, Target reported they've made large investments in staffing and inventory to prepare for the holiday season. Fourth, Target overall revenues rose nearly 15% to $25.7 billion for the quarter. This is really a remarkable number in growth, and it sort of shows that notwithstanding this growth, the stock price went down. The net earnings, fifth, also rose to $1.5 billion from a billion. So this is sort of fascinating. There's multiple different things that are fascinating to me about this Target results story. First, that notwithstanding growth in earnings and profits was as much as the street wanted, and it ended up leading to the stock price going down almost 5%. Second, and I think this is more interesting to me, is that when you look at the profit margins of a Target, huge bricks and mortars retailer, but also online retailer, you could see that their ultimate profit margins, you know, are 4% or so, you know, it a little bit better than that, $1.5 billion out of $26 billion in sales. So what does that equate to? About 5-6% or so. But in any event, that is so different than the huge digital and technology company margins, which are just off the charts. And it makes it hard as you look at capital to invest in huge bricks and mortars retailers, even ones as successful as Target, when the ultimate profits are 5-6% versus the technology profit margins, the Googles, the Amazons, the Facebooks. Amazon's its own vehicle because it, notwithstanding its crazy profitability, Amazon Web Services plays so many different profitability games in their true reporting of net income. But Google and Facebook are at, you know, these crazy profit margins of near 30%+, even on huge numbers. And you see Target at 5-6%, and it's no wonder that capital gets allocated to these technology companies versus these bricks and mortars retailers, even if Target's one of the most successful of those. In any event, to us, a fascinating story to watch about the changing face of investing in America and just to observe it. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We were thrilled this past week on a different note entirely to see the Becker's Healthcare Podcast reach 4 million downloads, a real positive note in a very niche audience. So in any event, we're thrilled to see that Becker's Healthcare Podcast received so well by the healthcare audience. And we thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.